Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Shag, marry, kill.
Oh, yes, my fave. Okay.
As a Halloween costume, sexy fire brigade man, sexy nurse.
Okay.
Or sexy police officer.
So, marry sexy police officer.
Okay.
Shag sexy nurse. Kill sexy firewoman.
Oh, controversial.
I just think, I know nurse has been done, but like, we like it. You know what I mean? We like it. And then, you know, we like it, we do. And then sexy policewoman, I mean,
you can do a bit more than that.
Just get the brogues out, you know? Just get them boots out. So this week, it's a bit spooky.
Spooky?
A few ghosts.
A few ghosts and ghouls.
A few ghosties. Because it's Halloween.
It's very soon.
Well, it's not, yeah. It's very weird this year.
It's the new normal. New normal Halloween.
Yeah, we'll get into that in a bit. But a massive reaction from everyone, because I think everyone has those dodgy Halloween stories.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Like, it's a real nostalgic holiday, but then also, you know, that kind of like when you're in college and the stuff, the parties that you go to and the stuff that you, the costumes you do and whatever else like that. Oh, it's just, I've been scanning through the messages and they are so cringeworthy.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, you know, okay. When your tummy kind of does the wiggle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and you're like, speaking of that though, yous are all crisp fanatics.
This is, yeah, people kind of went mad when I put that story up, Jordan, which I probably shouldn't have. I probably shouldn't have fucking researched it.
I was goadious.
It was outrage marketing.
Guerrilla marketing.
That's what I was doing. Now, I had put up, so on Patreon, we did an episode about crisps, and I sounded quite sarcastic when I said it was riveting. It actually was. It was one of my favourite episodes to ever do.
But it was the one that got the most interaction, I think, of all the ones that we had, because people got into, they're like, you forgot discos. Yeah. You forgot this. Rah! I was like,
I know, but somebody put a comment on the post and they were like, I can't believe you didn't mention bikers. And I got really confused. I thought bikers were bikers back in the day and then turned into wheelies, but they're completely different.
When I think of bikers, Biker Grove, that was a show. Was that a show?
Carla's random thought of
the Sorry, week. I just thought Ant and Dec. When you said bikers, I thought Ant and Dec. Is that because it was Biker Grove? Is that
Grove?
Was that where they were from?
They're from Newcastle. I don't think Biker Newcastle. Grove. Is Biker Grove actually a place?
I can't even do that accent. I'd say it's Scottish.
I can do like tiny snippets and then I start sounding Jamaican. I can't like, and Jamaica. I wouldn't mind. Yeah, no, I can't. And I could probably get some good practice in, like, a lot of my dad's family are from Sunderland.
I can do, like, a London.
Yeah, for a while.
Yeah, but I don't know if I could keep
Geordie is really hard to do now.
Yeah, it's
a lot of people Geordie. Say it. Yeah.
It's too many lulls, if you will.
No, you'd need to be doing an impression of somebody who is a Geordie, like Charlotte from Geordie Shore or something like that.
Yeah, and then, like, Liverpool's all the...
Yeah. Shake a roll and a can of coke. That's what people always get me to say when I try and attempt accents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You go into an audition, I can do accents. I'm actually really good at them.
Shake a roll and a can of coke.
They're like, that's great, here's a script. You're like, no.
Yeah.
But so over on the Patreon, that's where the crack is. The crisps episode, so much traction. Also takeaways.
Oh yeah. So
a lot of irate people are at the takeaways because we played Shag, Marry, Kill with takeaways. And a controversial unpopular opinions, if you will, over on the takeaways. So for all of that fun, pop into the link in our bio And join our Patreon, where the crack is mighty.
It actually is mighty, yeah.
It actually is, yeah.
It's on the $6 tier. It depends on your currency. Patreon's going through a bit of a moment at the moment.
It's in its teenage stages.
It doesn't know what it's doing with the currency.
It's having a phase.
Just sign up for the tier and it'll take whatever currency you have, I think.
Pick euro.
Yeah.
Just for... Well, I suppose... Yeah, well, now, see, I'm like, pick euro, but then I forget. We've got listeners, like, fucking everywhere.
I fucking do, yeah.
Yeah, Abu Dhabi, all the way to, like... Claire.
Doolin.
Where Fungi has been found. He just wanted a moment to himself.
He just needed a fucking moment. So Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually very, the roots of it is very complex. Go ahead and take a day, because that's what you'll need to read the Wikipedia on it. Because there's so much behind it.
So it's based out of Samhain. Samhain, bitch.
Samhain. Well, that's what most believe.
Have you seen that TikTok?
No.
She's like, everybody talking about Halloween. Everybody going on about Halloween. We talking Samhain, bitch. It's Samhain, bitch.
Oh, I'd like to. Well, now that you've said that, my phone will probably pick up on that.
Yeah, again. It'll literally be like, Samhain.
Yeah.
Get into your pagan ancestry. Are you a Celt? Get your banner. Put it all over your gaff. Samhain, baby. Yeah, so it was based out of Samhain, which was a Celtic holiday, which I'm pretty proud of because it's like worldwide.
Yeah, I mean, it's like Paddy's Day. It's another one.
Now, what Samhain was versus what Halloween is now, two...
Very different things.
Two worlds away.
Mm-hmm.
But you thought it came out of Salem.
I thought it came out of Salem because it's just...
Witches.
Because it's witches and ghosts and ghouls and... Just purely probably because of the Hocus Pocus film.
Mm.
I was like, okay, this is where it stems from. But I never looked into it, in fairness. I just didn't. And I always just thought it was got to do with like the witches being like cast out of Salem or killed at the stake or whatever it was.
See, America's only 244 years old.
Which is something that I realised after I saw that. Yeah. And I was like, okay.
Like,
no, not correct, Jen. Maybe think about things a bit more.
Oh, that's so wrong.
Yeah.
We're like nearly 13,000 years old, I think.
Yeah, we're quite old.
We're older.
Which explains the wrinkles around my eyes, in fairness.
Yeah, well, there you go. But yeah, so Samhain is kind of where it started. And now we've kind of come up to modern day Halloween. And I think... It's like a kid's holiday. It's not an adult's holiday, is it?
No, the adults try and make it theirs. Like with everything, like with TikTok, they do try and... Like, it's a reason for a party, though, isn't it? It's an excuse.
It is an excuse for a few cans, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Absolutely.
And I don't deny that. I absolutely don't deny that. But it is, like, the magic of it. I kind of remember when I went from liking Halloween to hating Halloween. You know, that kind of, like, I really like it, I fucking hate this holiday.
Yeah, I think everybody goes through a bit of that.
Because it was always a scramble. What are we doing? No one had thought about it. No one had been like, what are we doing? Who's having a party? What nightclub is doing a thing? You know, when you were in that kind of college grouping, kind of out of college years. And then you always, it was one of those ones that you always felt like you had to do something. That's why I hated it. It's like New Year's Eve to me. You know, where you feel like you have to be doing something because it's like to mark it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. No, yeah. It does. I don't even know what age, like what age do you kind of stop trick-or-treating? Like when is it not cool to trick-or-treat anymore?
Can you remember what age you stopped?
But it was a different time back then. Like, you got to do things for a bit longer before it was uncool.
I was about to say, because now it would be like, Scarlett, you're 10, trick-or-treat. I don't know, you know, it's...
Yeah, I think, now...
Whether it's when we were younger, we were still thinking about the Tooth Fairy at like 13.
I still believe in Sandy all the way up until the age of 14, I think. Like, yeah. I was definitely in sixth class. I think I've said that before.
Yeah. But I think we talked about that in this.
But, like, that was a different time. So I actually don't know. Now, I know... My nephew, who was 11, would have been trick-or-treating this year had COVID not happened. Because my sister had said to him, look, we won't trick-or-treat, but we're going to do this instead. So, like, she's going to have a movie night, get new pajamas, get a load of goodies and spend it that way.
Yeah.
Instead of trick-or-treat. So he would have been, and he's 11. So I suppose that's, it depends on your little group as well and your estate and...
Yeah, I think, it depends who's around you and who kind of...
Yeah.
See, I remember that from when I was growing up. There was kind of some parents that, like, forced their kids out of it earlier. They're like, ah, come on, you're a bit old for that. And then that would kind of start trickling around the class.
Yeah. Which is terrible.
Which is shit.
It's so shit.
Oh, some parents are just so shit though, aren't they? Why have the children if you don't want to bring them up?
That's it. Well, I was about to say, so obviously I got, like, when I was a kid, Halloween was amazing. Mm-hmm. Then I got into that, oh, hey, Halloween. Then I kind of got into that, I was going to nightclubs and they were doing dress-up things and I was like, that's exciting.
You went from trick-or-treating to nightclubs.
Yeah, that was exciting. Well, I mean, obviously there was a few years there where we just kind of took the piss on Halloween.
Like, true bangers.
Just, yeah. Well, I didn't know. I was never one of them. But, like, we'd just hang out and, like, go around to play, go different, and, like, visiting different bonfires, all that kind of thing. Like, just hanging around.
Different bonfires, that is there's just...
so many in Blanche where I, like, every estate had one.
Did I ever go to I don't think there was. I think I got the bus to Carpenterstown. I think there was one near there.
Right.
I feel like I have a memory of a bonfire somewhere.
Oh yeah, no, there was a bonfire every 10 square metres where I'm from.
One, two.
Yeah, you could see them.
They're like estates. You could just everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. You could see one from the other. But yeah, so we got to the stage where we're going to nightclubs then and you'd do fancy dress.
Yeah.
That was
slutty
fun.
Outfits.
Slutty yeah. outfits. Some of them scary, some of them just gas. Mm-hmm. Depending on the type of person that you were. And then depending on, it was always the bank holiday weekend.
Yeah.
So if Halloween was on a Wednesday, you could do dress up on both weekends around that.
Yes. And all throughout the week.
All throughout the week. Yeah. Like, absolutely know about it. Now, I do remember the last time. Oh my God, this is so embarrassing. So the last time we got it very wrong. We went to Lafayette's.
Which was Cuba.
No,
Reds.
Reds.
Reds, yeah. Was Reds, yeah.
It was Reds. So we went to Lafayette's and we, whatever weekend it was, Halloween was on the Wednesday or Thursday, but we did it.
Oh no.
The wrong time. There was a very few amount of people who were dressed up. Right, and I did this thing. Adam was DJing, like, so he was dressed up, and then
I'm with the DJ.
Like, he was like a zombie. Oh, but the DJ, stop! It's so funny. But like, I did that. It was like, yeah, because it was one of the last times I dressed up. It was that outfit where you put, you know, the latex zip on your face, so the middle of the face is all there.
Oh yeah,
because everybody fucking did that at one stage.
Yeah, they did. Yeah,
you put the latex on, so the outside part of your face is normal. Mm-hmm. The inside part looks like it's all after been zipped up and blooded out. And I had these white contacts on. I got so drunk that night. This is about 5 or 6 years ago. I was so drunk, I slept in the contacts.
Oh, Jen.
And Carla, I'm not even joking. I could not open my eyes the whole next day. They were so painful. Like, so painful. And, like, coupled that with a really bad hangover. It was... And then, you know, in October when the bank holiday hits, you... All of it... Like, the evenings are getting shorter. There's no doubt about it. But in that, at that bank holiday weekend, when the clocks go back, it is noticeably darker at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the evening. So add that bit of depression into the bad hangover and the not being able to see because of the contacts. That worst Halloween in my life. I just always remember it was just... And I haven't dressed up since then. But... Now, in saying that, because I have Bobby, I got him a little outfit. He looks like he's going to be a little dragon. We're just going to go out the back with a little glow stick and a few snaps. And maybe sparklers, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's just for the photos, really. And then look at the fireworks. If he can hack it, he doesn't even like it when something loud drives past. But, you know, we'll see how we go. But that the magic is kind of back in it for me now because I get to do that with him.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know?
Yeah, I do. It's such, I think kids will kind of reignite that one.
Yeah, definitely.
I think there's that. I was a makeup artist, so.
Oh, yeah, you never really had any trouble.
I hated it.
Oh, yeah.
Hates Halloween. I fucking hate Halloween. I hate Halloween makeup. I never did prosthetics. I never studied that. I have no interest. I have absolutely no interest in prosthetics or any of the gruesome makeup, any of that crack. Just doesn't get me going. Doesn't turn me on. You know? Right. Never liked it. So that was fine. But what was even worse was when I worked on counter, we had to kind of do something. So you'd have... Oh, they used to break my heart. Because he'd say to people, we don't do prosthetics, we don't do prosthetics. We can only do what we have, like the colour range that we have. So like if you're looking for a neon pink, we don't have a neon pink eyeshadow one. Do you know, like that kind of way?
Mm-hmm.
And every fucking year someone would come up and be like, I want to look like this. And they found something on Pinterest and it'd be like a fucking dragon, you know. And I'd be like, okay, babe, I cannot make you look like that. I can paint as much as I can paint, but I can do cat. I can do cat very well. I can do, as we know, because I was a cat yesterday.
You put it on your Instagram. What was that about? Because you just came on with a little cat face and you said, don't ask.
It was a work meeting. And we all had to dress up and it was a fucking all day meeting. And I looked like the grumpiest cat ever in the monitor. I just kept catching glances and my mate was texting me being like, you look so unhappy. Like, it's really awkward when you have to like read out really serious things and you're dressed out like a fucking cat.
You were literally Disco Cat.
I was actually Disco Cat. I was like, yeah, so
Oh my god.
I was so in my own mind because I was like, first of all, your camera's on, which I don't love. I don't love this whole cameras on, everyone into your gaff, because like my studio is a working studio. There's always makeup, there's always boxes, there's always packages, there's always shit everywhere.
Mm.
Because I mean, that's my life. I mean, I just have, that's just what it is. So I hate that. Mm. So you're real conscious because you're in your room and you're like, okay, there's a ring light there. Don't concentrate on that, people. That's a massage bed. Don't worry about that. Like, do you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Just that there's a big thing of a zebra. People are probably like, why do you have a fucking zebra? And I'm like, it's not a fucking normal room. This is my bedroom. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're there with like, you know, your fucking country manager. Fucking like, hi guys, don't mind me, I actually look like a grumpy cat right now. I'm just gonna, you know, go through a few bits with you here, some, you know, some serious shit. I just and fucking hate it.
Can I ask what other people dressed up as? Or
Mad Hatter, but she had the full garb, which was great. Like, and it was so funny because she was running the meeting, so I just kept seeing like, and anytime anything went wrong with presentation or whatever, I'd just see the big serious face with the big Mad Hatter hat on. It was like, and I was like you look fucking wild. And then someone else dressed up as a rabbit who I thought was a cat because she sent me a photo and I was like, cool. And she, I was like, cool cat costume, I'm a cat too. And she was like, I'm a fucking rabbit. whoopsie. What else? It's a couple of, you know, the lads, they fucking throw on a mask or something. They're like, oh, Halloween.
Yeah.
Dress up. I think there was only like two or three that didn't actually get the memo. You know, like there was witches' hats and kind of a few other bits floating around. But it was just, you know, and you're like, I don't know if this theme was the theme.
It
was gas crack, because at one point, right, we had to like split off Microsoft Teams, a bit of a not complicated, but it can be a ball ache because you're like coming out of a meeting room into another meeting room.
Mm.
So we had to break off into these subgroups and we joined the wrong one. So the content that we were supposed to be working on wasn't in that room, right? So there was eight of us and I was like, how could eight of us be wrong? No, we were in set. So they're like trying to figure out this fucking shit. Anyway, they like bring us back into the main room. We haven't done anything because we didn't realize we were all in the wrong room because there were so many meeting invites flying around and we hadn't clicked the right subfolder, all this other shit. Anyway, and we were like, how could eight of us be wrong? Well, apparently eight of us were wrong.
Oh, fuck's sake.
But at one point they were like, right, go back into the correct room. We'll give you 5 minutes. And no one else went in because everyone was like, oh, fuck it, at this point, like, it's done, except for me. And we had our videos on, so we both landed in the room and it was just the two of us staring at each other, me as a cat and her as a rabbit, being like, and we were ahead, like, for the whole rest of the meeting. I went back in, I was pure giddy because I was like, this couldn't be. First of all, we'd fucked it up because we were all in the wrong room.
Yeah.
Then we go back in, get given out to, go back into this room, it's just me and her staring at each other dressed up like, hello. It was fucking comical.
It's so funny that this is all virtual. Like, it's,
that's what I mean. I was like, this is just so wild. Like, this is just the most gas thing ever.
It's the new normal. Like, that's, you know, a story you'd tell, like, if you were in a building running around trying to get to
Audi. Trying to, like, run and find a room. Like, one of the lads is in fucking Amsterdam on the thing. Do you know?
Yeah, wow.
He's in his hotel room. Like, what's going on here? But, so I just slapped on the cat face because the cat face is kind of one that I bring out.
It's so easy. I did it 1 year. Yeah. For work.
You can just be a cat, but I didn't have ears. So I just put on a headband and hoped that nobody noticed.
Yeah, I did that as well.
So it just looked really, really grumpy, like a really grumpy cat who couldn't really literate themselves, you know, properly. Just, you know, talk properly or do anything.
What did I do when Oh, I have it as a highlight on Instagram, actually. It's just called Halloween. It was when I did that cat thing for work and I just kept going around hissing at Adam. And then I did the thing, you know, where a cat, like, knocks a glass off the table and the owner's like, don't! And the cat's like, I'm going to keep doing it. And then it's that, pew, 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 pew. I reenacted that. For viewing pleasure, if you want to check out my...
So you want to go onto Jen's profile and see her really annoy her fella.
Yeah.
There you go. But, yeah, not a makeup artist who loves Halloween.
All that stuff fascinates me, but I think it's because I don't do it, obviously.
It's too much pressure. Mm-hmm. I like glam stuff. I like client makeup. That's what I like. I like bridal. And I don't even like bridal that much. You know, I like what I like, and I stay in my lane.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I just always felt, and I think it was always the pressure, because I always felt like I had to do something, like you have to show up. Do you know what I mean? So you're like, you have to kind of give an offering. Yeah. I hated that, like trying to create the looks would take me 4 hours. I'd be like, at one point I painted myself into half a pumpkin and like I couldn't get the black or orange off me for 3 or 4 days.
Oh yeah.
And there was glitter fucking everywhere. Like the shower was ruined. My dad was not impressed.
You do see the Muas who do the looks.
It's not normal.
Believable.
Like, it's not normal.
Katie Contour.
Oh, she's so fucking good.
She is unreal.
Her Ursula was everything that I would have loved in Ursula. Because I remember thinking, I really want to do Ursula 1 year.
Mm.
And then being too lazy, you know. Yeah. Story of my life. But she did Ursula and it's like the fucking coolest thing. She did The Mask this year as well.
Squidward.
She did Squidward. She does really weird ones as well, which I quite enjoy. She's such a weird personality that I like love it.
But she's so sound as well.
Oh, she's like, the nicest human ever. She's wild.
Stunning. Yeah. And like just
gas.
Perfect human all around.
But she goes from being this blonde glam bitch to being like fucking Squidward. Did she do sexy Squidward or did she do just Squidward?
No, I think she just did Squidward. There was another one as well that she did. I don't know. I saw somebody else doing salad fingers. That came up on my TikTok newsfeed and somebody, and they had the salad fingers like a scene in the background. It was like Benedict Cumberbatch, you know, all this kind of thing. But she did salad fingers the face. I was like, what?
I love makeup so much and I feel like it's such an underappreciated art.
Mm.
Because there's another girl, Rachel C, she does like actual recreations of like Van Gogh paintings on her chest.
Oh,
like
wow.
The stuff that people, it's just not really, like, not it's not really recognised, but I find it especially like, I used to send loads of stuff to Tom and he'd be like, fuck off, is that makeup? And I'd be like, yeah, like it's an art, lads. Like it's called makeup artist. It's not easy. Otherwise we'd all be doing it.
Yeah, no, it does. But at the same time, it's such an oversaturated thing that I think that the appreciation for it has
gotten lost. Yeah, like, yeah.
You see those people transforming themselves into the likes of Edward Scissorhands or Freddy Krueger or just in general people.
Yeah.
Like real life people, and they can do it with makeup. They just transform it. It's bizarre.
But it's also having the nerve and the patience. Like that's something I just wouldn't have it in me to do.
You'd need hours, wouldn't you?
Like to do those looks. Like your one Rachel C, at one point she said it took her 12 hours to do that look. It's the Starry Night.
All right.
Is that Van Gogh? I feel like it is. It's Starry Night. I think that's the one that she kind of popped off with.
Mm.
But like not even to a point where you'd be like, that's after, you know, like I'm getting anything out of this. Do you know what I mean? She was like, I just like went to sleep for 2 hours and got back up. And, you know, she was like, I worked throughout the whole night. Like, I took a 2-hour nap. Like,
wow.
Like, coffin pose. Woke back up and went back to it. I was like, that is just, I just don't have that in me.
For no reason. Like, that's a passion project.
Yeah. And that's why I'm kind of like, it is, I do understand, it's such an oversaturated market.
Mm.
And there's no way of kind of like justifying that, but not justifying. Like, obviously, if you want to do makeup, go and do makeup. There is, I mean, we've talked about this loads of times, but it's like, that's not my lane. I could never even enter that arena because I'm not skilled enough.
Yeah.
And you have to just kind of admit that to yourself and you have to find your little niche. Like I like to, as I said, client makeup, bridal, that's what I do. You know, client makeup, glam, client makeup, all the way down to, you know, softer makeups. That's what I do. I stay there because I'm just not skilled enough to do the other things and I don't enjoy it. So I'm not going to try and enter the arena. And I feel like a lot of younger makeup artists feel like they have to do everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And like it almost dilutes their really good work.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's such a, like the difference between someone who does an awesome makeup look versus someone like creative makeup look, like a Halloween look, versus someone who kind of like not half-asses it, but like does one and it's not really like the standard.
Yeah, yeah.
But then of course, if it's a passion thing, by all means,
Yeah, I know, it's hard to kind of, but it does, it, I do feel like it takes the appreciation away from it.
It does, because you can kind of, you're just like, oh, another minute, you
like,
know?
These things don't really go viral as such, even though they should, because the fucking time of time and effort that go into them is like...
Whether if someone did a painting like that, it'd be like, oh my God.
Yeah,
that's tricky, but a lot of makeup artists do fine art here, or really good at fine art, but there you go. So that's the makeup side of things, the costume side of things.
Have you got any costumes that you can specifically remember? You're like,
yeah, I dressed up as Alice, like, you know, slutty Alice in Wonderland one year. That one got me a lot of attention.
Why is it always slutty?
You know, you're single, you're out in the pool, like, that was...
It is a night to go really out your comfort zone, make yourself look hot, isn't it?
Yeah, I was about to, like, some of my best, you know, nights were Halloween
nights. I mean, I suppose that's in a nightclub capacity. I'm just trying to think, what happens, say, in your area? Because I'd imagine they're very different. We already touched on it with the bonfires. But, like, in your area, on Halloween night... What is that for you? Like, do you get fireworks from August constantly up until the end of October, and then a little bit through November and December, and then more on New Year's Eve? Or, like, because we constantly have bangers. So I also have a highlight on my page entitled Fireworks, because I got one fucked at me from over the back wall.
Yeah, that was hilarious. You were like, yeah, fucking gosh,
fucking assholes. If you want to see me looking like a scumbag, go for it.
So if you're from my, everybody knows where I live, if you're from Castleknock and I'm not correct, by all means excuse me, I haven't noticed any.
Have you not?
No, like, not one. I can't register, like, my brain hasn't registered fireworks yet.
It's just gas, isn't it?
Like, because definitely, like, on the night though, definitely on the night of.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
And the week close too.
You probably have real fancy ones with shapes and everything.
No, my a funny story, my best friend, as in I was maid of honour at her fucking wedding, I hated her because she fucked a firework at me in the green back there when we were 14.
Oh yeah.
Hated her for a very long
time. It's so dangerous. Please tell your kids not to do that.
Yeah.
No, we'll get bangers are like kind of, what are, they're not, I feel like it's a bit of an overrated name. It's called a rocket, which sounds very powerful and very, but it's not. It's just there.
It's like, oh, was
and
the
bang. Meow. Yeah, it's shit. It's pretty shit. A Roman candle, is it? That's what that is.
Roman candle.
But they're very underwhelming. But they will be going from about mid-August up in my area.
Yeah.
Constantly, you look out the back window, and I have a field on the last road in our field, and they just never built behind it.
Yeah,
There is an estate there, but it's like it was left as greenery. So there's loads of people who hang around on that, loads of people, they're teenagers, and they fuck bangers at each other, they fuck them at cars. You're constantly going to hear them from about mid August, and like that, if you're out the back having a cheeky fag, they will fuck one over the wall at you because you've got your patio light on. Like, it is insane. It's actually insane. The other night, they put one in a traffic cone.
Oh, God.
I could see it. Yeah, like, they kept messing with the traffic cone. And one of the black cats, it's called a black cat, is just a banger, that exploded in the traffic cone. Smoke started coming up. And then another one, they knocked it over with it. It was a whole thing. Like, it's a constant thing. And then when I put that up, that story, I'd get messages in. It's just interesting hearing it from the different areas, because you'd have people from Talley, people from Finglas, people from Coolock, all those kinds of areas writing back on, oh yeah, we've had them since fucking July. Like, it's getting ridiculous now. One was fucked at my window last week. You know, all this kind of thing. I was like, I wonder, does that happen around Carlos? I was like, it definitely doesn't, but I'll ask her.
No, it does just in some, I just haven't noticed it yet.
Yeah.
Now, it definitely happens closer to the time. But we've said this tons of times, I don't, there's no teenagers loitering fucking anywhere at the moment. Where have they gone?
They're all down in Huntstown.
Like, I honestly don't know where the fuck they are. Like, me and Tom were walking to the shop the other day. I was like, when I was growing up, there was packs.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, on every green. Every green, there was, like, groups. And you'd know, you'd be like, oh, there's the third years, there's the fifth year. Do you know what I mean? You'd know who they were.
Mm.
There's fucking... Have they all just died out of here? Like, what's going on? Are you all grown up?
They all grew up and moved out. I don't know.
Like, there's a shit ton of kids. They're going to be teenagers. There's a fucking million kids on this road. But will they just disappear? Or are they all online now? I just don't know.
I don't know either.
But we've said this before about, like, how that drinking culture isn't really...
It's not a thing anymore.
It's not a thing anymore. Whereas before, you'd be like, who's getting us drink for Halloween?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to ask my sister three. I'm going to have to butter her up. I'm going to have to bleed and do all her chores for her. I'm going to have to... something out to try and get drink out of her.
Did yous ever have any traditions growing up? Well, like, if you don't have a bonfire. So the way when we were growing up, from the ages of about 12 to I'd say 15 for me, was going collecting firewood from about the start of September, leaving it all in a certain spot. The council would always come and lift it, and you'd left to start from scratch then. But we'd go around people's houses and they would keep their shit, you know, from renovating or doing whatever it was during the summer. They'd keep it out the back, and then the kids would collect it then for the firewood for Halloween. Now, recycling centres in the last couple of years have said we will take your shit for free in the month up.
Like, are bonfires legal?
No, definitely not.
Okay.
No, but it's just always been a thing. But I remember, like, us having war with the estates next to us. Like I said, every 10 square metres there'd be a different estate's bonfire. But us and the teenagers from the next estate would literally rob each other's firewood, and there would be war. There'd be bricks thrown. There'd Ooh. Be actual... I'm not joking, Carla. One of the... the leads up to it. I remember there being at least 50 of us on the field, all at war with this. It was fucking the best time. Like, it was brilliant. And I wouldn't mind. Well, it was a couple of years ago. I was going over to Tala for some reason, and I saw kids, because there's none of that anymore. Nobody collects firewood. Like I said, the recycling centre, all that kind of thing. You might get a small fire on Halloween night now, but it's nothing in comparison. It used to be the size of a house, the bonfire, and then you'd always have a centre pole. Like, the way that this thing was built was unbelievable. But I saw kids in Tala a couple of years ago when I was driving over there, and they had, like, a milk trolley, you know, that does be outside the shop that holds all the milk.
Yeah,
and it was full of wood. They were bringing it somewhere, and I was like, oh, look at them collecting firewood. Now, I know it's so dangerous. Like, it's illegal.
Yeah.
It's putting the firefighters at risk. I know, like, one Halloween night, that, like, you'll hear from emergency services, is one of the busiest nights. It's no joke. Like, horrible. Stay fucking safe. Like, I'm not condoning it, but it is just one of those things that I grew up with, and it is the nostalgia of it.
Yeah.
Do you ever get a certain dinner on Halloween?
See, we just weren't a family of traditions. Right, we don't really have any.
Yeah.
Like, Christmas changed a lot.
Yeah.
It's only kind of gotten really kind of solidified in the past, like, 5 or 6 years as to our routine.
Yeah.
But, like, we didn't have any real traditions, like, at all. No, like, any of those. You know the way people were like, oh, Easter? No, Easter was, like, always different.
Easter's kind of dead in the water for us as well. Like, you get the kids an egg, that's it.
Yeah, and that's kind of, like, and then...
I think my mum makes lamb for dinner.
But at least there's that. Yeah. But, like, Halloween, again, there was just no... There's just no real pull for me.
There's no real pull, and I know,
and there's no memory, you
like,
know.
My mum hates getting up answering the door to trick or treaters, but she will, like, for the whole month up to it. It's like, oh, we got these goodies, I got this special offer, I'm gonna put these together. Oh, I get, and then on the night, it's like, well, you got that fucking door. Like, they're
Ray
sick of it.
Loves it.
I'd say
he dresses up.
Oh.
It is his favourite.
So there's your tradition. Ray does it.
Well, Ray does it, yeah. And he always makes sure that there's goodies for them.
I love
he
that.
Gets really annoyed if he's away, or, like, he used to go golfing, like, to Portugal that week. Because that's kind of, like, the last time when anyone I've seen.
My granddad used to go away the same week down to Kerry. Yeah,
it's like, I don't know, it's a real kind of, you know, middle-aged thing, isn't it? It's like, I go, that's my week to go away. And he'd be flat out, like, texting us, like, who's home? And we'd be like, no one. And he'd get real annoyed. He'd be like, oh no, we're not going to have anything. And I feel real sad, because he'd like put on the screen mask. We had one of those screen masks.
Oh,
and
he'd
be like, oh, what are you? You know, like, he loves it. And he'd give them loads. Because that was another thing. We'll get into a few stories in a minute. But, like, do you remember the houses that used to have the
houses
stuff? And you'd fucking mince it around. You'd be like, no, we're going there first. I'm not fucking getting there. There's going to be nothing left.
Yeah, definitely. No, we always just, like, the last thing, kind of tradition thing that we do, we call it curly kale. A lot of country people call it cold cannon.
Why is... Okay, so kale... there's loads of stories about this.
Oh, is there? Right,
yeah.
Okay.
What the fuck is curly kale?
Curly kale, it's
a kale.
It's kale.
Actual kale, like the veg kale.
The veg, yeah, kale, okay. Yeah. And you mash it with potatoes.
Okay.
Usually have rashers and sausages with it. Brown sauce if you're adventurous.
Okay.
Right? And the parent of the house would usually get coins. And they, back in the day, it was 20p, 50p.
Yeah.
Wrap it in tinfoil.
Sure.
Put it into the lump of curly kale. And then you get a nice little surprise, a little bit of money on Halloween. That was our thing. Still get it. She still makes curly kale.
So that's a tradition.
Yeah.
But why is it called curly kale?
Well, I think that's a double. A lot of people call it Culcannon.
So. See, I've heard of Culcannon, but I didn't know that was Culcannon either.
Yeah, no, it's the same thing.
And what's the one?
I actually remember. Sorry. I was in the fucking queue for the post office. This was last year. The queue for the post office, and a man and his son were behind me in the thing, and he was like, oh, I'm about to get a text, you have to get lettuce. So he gave the young flip, he's about 11 years old, gave the young flip money, and he was like, go in and get a head of lettuce. And he says, don't get a fucking curly kale. Because it's kind of like the shape of it is quite similar.
Oh.
No, he said, get lettuce. No, it was cabbage, sorry.
Cabbage.
He said, we need to get cabbage. He said, don't get a fucking curly kale. It was so funny.
And you were like, well.
I just got, because I could relate to it. Like, it was just so funny.
You were like, well.
Yeah.
Guess what you're having tonight?
Yeah, having curly kale, not
having
cabbage.
Curly bleeding kale.
Yeah.
No, I feel like, I was going to say Culcannon. I know of Culcannon, but I'm like, that's an Irish dish. What's the one with spring onions and potatoes? Scallions and in potato mash. Champ. Champ.
Champ.
Champ.
Doesn't sound very Irish.
So I just actually had a quick look there. So similar to Culcannon. But it's native to north of Ireland. So it's scallions or green onions. Scallions in Ireland. I was a head taken off me by a farmer, by the way. It's scallions in Ireland.
Okay.
It's not spring onion. It's not green onion. It's bleeding scallions.
Okay.
And you know who I got that from? Yeah. The number one exporter of scallions in this country.
Fuck. Well, of course you'd say that.
My sister's best mate.
Wow.
He was literally like, or she was telling me, she was like, it's fucking scallions. I was like, right, scallions.
You've friends in high places. Let's just pay out to that.
I'll tell you that. Like, I tell you, it's a big job.
I tell you.
Farming is a big fucking job.
Huge.
But, so it's made by blending scallions into creamy mash. That's the one that I was, it was champ. And I really like that.
Sounds nice, yeah.
They said it's similar to Culcannon. But looks similar to Culcannon. But I suppose if it... What's that? Coddle.
Mine. Mine. I love coddle. Coddle's the shit, Carla. Don't fucking at me. We're not even going further in this conversation. Do not diss coddle. Do not... I will end this recording. Don't do it. Let's get on to your texts.
Right, fine. Go on. Fine.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So, time to hear from you guys and hear what you guys had to say. So, first one I have here is having a bonfire in Portmarnock and getting chased away by the guards every single time.
Yeah, this is the thing, like, it always happens. The fire brigade always come, the council always come, or the guards always come, and that's the end of it for you. But you knew it was coming. You knew it was coming.
Scatter!
Sketch!
That's sketch! Garda!
Yeah. That was absolutely standard. One of the funniest imaginable things that I can remember, Halloween 2017, me and my best friend decided we're going all out costume wise. She'll be Medusa, I'll be the hero turned to stone. Cool, right? So we spent about 2 weeks getting our bits to make our costumes. We're make and do, not make do, make up fabric, the whole shebang. So the night of, we're having a few pre-bevies, listening to our playlist, feeling ourselves and the gin, and she's making her face green and adding scales with the makeup. I'm after sewing a tunic and painting my whole body grey and adding cracks, etc. Curl our hair, all that jazz. She got snakes in her hair and all. So 9:30 p.m. and we're ready. Off out we go. So we rock up to the bar and realise, fuck, Halloween falls on the same week as the Cork Jazz Festival. So me and her, three sheets to the wind, dressed as a statue and Medusa in the Sea of Jazz outfits, braces and straw hats deluxe. To make matters even worse, our friend worked at the bar and she says to us, you've got to try this chocolate tequila, it's unreal. So we do. Flash forward 20 minutes later to my friend getting picked up to go home, having projectile vomited and me in this sea of jazz heads in nothing but a homemade short tunic / toga, painted feckin' grey, clicking my fingers to blues music, absolutely legless. Absolutely legless, and two orders and it's bald cold. That's fucking iconic.
I love that. We're make and do, not make do. We're make and do. As if like we're fucking smash this. It's like Fionnuala. Fionnuala is queen of that. Her costume last year.
Her crab costume, fucking hell. A lobster.
Him.
Was she?
From Powerpuff Girls.
Oh, it was a Powerpuff Girls, right?
Yeah, and it was fucking, it was a belter.
It was
the
brilliant.
Claws were incredible. Yeah, the claws.
No, in fairness.
that was, you put, like, I actually, flashback there, just had a flashback there. One of my worst Halloweens. What was I? Slutty Red Riding Hood? Or was I slutty something? I was slutty something anyway. Ended up getting with this bloke who I actually hated, and I, well, there you go. There you go. There's a thin line between love and hate. But ended up getting with him, had a really shit night. We went to our mate had set up this like club night. So we ended up going there, ended up getting with him. It was really messy. It was really bad. There was like just a couple of fucking bad vibes flowing around that night. Got back to a gaff party. I'm pretty sure I caught glandular fever that night.
Oh, wow.
And I'll never forget it, because one of the other lads that I was back at the gaff party with, they were all in the other room doing plenty of cocaine. And I was in the kitchen freezing. And one of the lads just kept throwing coats on me. And he was like, you're like nearly turning blue. Like, and I was like, and he just kept fucking coats on me. I was like a pile of coats by the end. It was two blocks down. I could have just walked home. But I was like, no, I'll stay for the session. Like a cat propped up can of Bulmers. I was like, no, I'll stay. And then I was so cold that when I went to leave the house, I walked the opposite way.
Oh, wow.
Because I was like, you know, when you're huddled, I was like, and like my head was in my chest. So I just walked what I thought was to my house, but it wasn't to my house. And I thought I just had tonsillitis. I was like, I used to get tonsillitis a good bit. I used to be like, oh, here we go, tonsillitis. Didn't cop to any of this. I remember my manager went mad at me. She was like, I know you were out on the session all weekend. This is when I worked in Lush back in the, like, this back in the day now.
Yeah.
8 years ago. Yeah, 8 years ago or so. And ended up like calling in sick for one day. She went fucking wild. So I ended up just battling through the hallway. And then that's when I ended up having a blood transfusion in February because...
Fab.
Because of other reasons, but I remember they were like, we also have detected in your blood that you've had glandular fever probably for the last very long time.
Fuck. This is how viruses are spread.
Because I'm floating around. My manager's screaming at me and I'm like, everything's grand. Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah,
that was probably my worst Halloween. You know, your Lafayette Halloween, that was mine. The next day I was upstairs in that bed, couldn't get the heat into me. I like felt awful about scoring your man. You know, that way I was like, oh, why did I do that? You know, like the fear beyond the fear was just so shitty. Like the house party, everything was just shitty. The fear.
That's not that type of shit.
You just shivered there. That's shiver.
Not good. Everyone here, one Halloween I dressed up as a burglar, didn't have a mask to cover my face, so painted across my eyes black, wore a black beanie and a black dark grey striped top. Thought I looked great until I went out and everyone thought I was a raccoon.
Oh, there's one costume that I've always wanted to nail, like to do, and that's the Hamburglar. I just really always wanted to be the Hamburglar.
Okay.
You know from McDonald's, the Hamburglar?
Oh, really?
You know, the hamburger, and he's got the little Zorro mask on. And do you remember when McDonald's was cool? And they used to have the paintings, and they used to have the little McDonald's gang. So we'd be like Ronald and the crew.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always wanted to be, I don't know why, I just always wanted to be the hamburger.
Mm.
So if anybody is dressed up as the hamburger, please send me pics. Went bobbing for apples once when I was around 7, lost a tooth in the basin, and the blood started mixing with the water.
Oh, Jesus.
I never told anyone, and I never got my tooth back. This was in the 90s when no one cared about germs, so everybody was bobbing from the same basin. Yeah,
I remember that. Sick. That reminds me, the first and last time I ever bobbed for apples, like, you're swapping saliva with so many people. Like, if they don't get it the first time, you're in. You're in the same bucket. This, and it's kids.
It's always kids with the witch makeup.
Yeah, and I remember we had two friends. They lived around the corner, but they were that type of family who, like, they didn't belong in our state. And I think they knew that, and they it showed. And they were always to and fro from America. Like, they had kind of American accents because they just could afford to go over all the time. But they used to get all of their Halloween stuff from Orlando. So their house, that was one of the houses, like you said earlier on, you'd make a dash for that.
Yeah, dash for the gas.
Because that was the best house in the estate. They had all the best shit. But one year, I remember, they had a Halloween party. Because, like, no, it wasn't a done thing. It was always for us, it was trick-or-treating or, as we used to say, help the Halloween party, but there was never parties. So this was the first Halloween party.
Whoa.
And, like, we did this. It wasn't bobbing for apples. They hung apples from a string out of the ceiling and they twisted them.
Oh.
So they were spinning around.
Yeah. I've seen this.
And there was like 50p hanging out of one of these apples, and I remember that bang I got in the mouth. Oh. But, like, as you say, I do still remember those houses that had, like, the best sweets. There was certain houses, and they were coming of age, they gave out popcorn. They popped popcorn themselves, like, from kernels.
In the bags.
Yes.
So that gaff right behind me, they were one of the fucking cool ones. Do you know what they did as well? Chocolate dipped apples.
Oh,
where the fuck were you getting chocolate dipped apples, guys? That was fucking living in 2098.
My ex, his family were the family who did that. They were the only one in the estate that did that, and everybody used to make a beeline for their house because of that.
It was so different.
And then one of the houses around the corner gave out bottles of Score, little small bottles of Score.
Score,
you know, like cheap cola.
They used to do Cadet. They fucking did the shit that you used to get from that gaff, right? Oh my god, I was in my 20s when they moved. Still feeling, you know,
I miss them,
and I miss you guys. But they used to have the chocolate covered apples, the Cadet, and loads of cool sweets, you know, cool sweets.
Yeah, the expensive sweets.
I was like, oh my god, you bought these in Super Value.
They weren't the branded, like, white packet with the purple stripe.
No, they weren't. Yeah, the Dunn stores.
They had Twixes.
Yeah, they had like branded Twix, or a full Mars bar, not a mini.
Full
Mars bar.
Not from a multi pack. Like, this thing had a barcode.
This is scanned at a till in the local Spark.
They must have connections. They must work in some sort of confectionery.
They were younger, though. You know, they kind of younger. Because do you remember you used to hit the older people's houses?
Yeah.
And you'd be like, what am I going to get here? And you'd be like, I'm not going to Dolores's, you know, or I'm not going to Mrs. Maguire's. I fucking not going there. Because the last time she gave us, like, just fruit. Do you remember the oranges? And you'd be like, no, don't want that.
You'd actually fuck them out with the bag.
You
on the way around
them
the estate. Which is so terrible. But when you're a kid, like, you just
oranges everywhere.
Yeah.
Just littered.
Like, are you'd get those ones that give you nuts.
I was about to say, do you know who loves monkey nuts?
Me.
Ray.
Oh, I love
monkey. He used to go for the monkey. And I used to be like, please stop doing this. I hate you for it. Because you were the house that I tried to avoid. Whatever about the nice Skittles and all the other stuff that you like giving people, stop giving monkey nuts. I don't want monkey nuts.
I love monkey nuts. And I used to get other nuts from different people. And, like, I tried them, but they weren't the best. And I can't even eat a monkey nut this Halloween now because of my braces. And I'm like,
can you not eat a nut?
No. They're not great, like.
They don't taste of anything.
Oh, monkey nuts do.
No, they don't. They taste like,
They do, they're lovely.
Like sour.
No, you're wrong. They're lovely. They're really nice.
I can't agree with you here.
We'll have to agree to disagree.
Fucking monkey nut.
Curly cow, coddle, monkey nut. I'm the shit. They're just...
You are real traditional, aren't you?
Yeah. Dead inside you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was only thinking that earlier. I was like, maybe because we didn't have so many traditions is why I'm such a hard stone bitch.
Yeah. It makes sense.
Would make sense.
Yeah. Just coming to epiphanies here in the middle of an episode.
The childhood trauma.
That's it. It's the PTSD.
It's the PTSD.
It's the PTSD.
For my family not giving me a routine. Yeah. So I had to just make these things up in my own head. Fast forward to now and I'm sharp as fuck.
This is it. Yeah. I have one here. I know it's super feckin' late now. I'm in Canada and only getting around to seeing this story now, but I said I'd message anyways. Might give you a laugh. Probably won't though. But I was one of those people that dressed up in something that wouldn't be approved of nowadays.
Ooh. Oh yeah, there's loads. Ah, here, listen.
There's back in the day, it did happen. Like, not condoning it, but look,
it was just something
we just didn't know we couldn't.
It's just ignorance rather than anything else.
Well, that's it. Yeah. And I think this actually touches on something that went very viral in the last couple of years. Mm. For a college night, I dressed up as Little Wayne.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. Except it was Little Wayne, L-I-D-L.
Oh, I think I've seen this.
Yeah. I sponge painted myself with brown body paint.
Yeah.
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 Sprayed my vibrant red hair with black spray and wore a little shopping bag on me all night around Sligo. The shame. I'll see if I have any old photos now. I love the podcast. Recently found it. And me and my boyfriend doing stitches laughing at it going to sleep. Absolutely mortal now as the adults looking back. Some bad decisions were made, but the crack was 90. And this is definitely the photo that we've all seen on social media.
That is the photo.
I can't believe that person listens to the podcast.
But like, I know, I'm a bit starstruck.
A little bit starstruck.
I mean, cultural appropriation and how wrong that is aside, what an idea.
Well,
what
I mean, you see, the blackface, and this is, I've woken up now, obviously, and I've educated myself, and now I'm very much on the side of don't fucking do blackface. But a while ago, I would have been like, what's the fucking problem? You're just dressing up as a character. Nothing... I didn't think about the whole minstrels thing or the fact that people used to be called gollywogs or the whole industry side of it.
Yeah.
Never fucking fazed me. I was
like, listen, it was back in the day.
My whole thing was, listen, it was back in the day. It doesn't fucking affect us now. Like, you know, we've moved on. We're simply just, and it was around that time when the teacher in America had dressed up as your man from Napoleon Dynamite. And she lost her job and it was all over the news and a black reporter had said, look, I fucking stand up with this girl. Like, all she was doing was dressing up as a character. So she painted herself dark, but that's how she represented the character or whatever it was. And that's when this whole thing came up again. And obviously we've all woken up since then. But at the time, like she said, I would have thought that's no problem. Like,
yeah, well, again, there's like... I don't believe in the justification.
No.
I totally believe in the ignorance, because we've all done something that has been ignorant.
Ah, like, definitely. Yeah.
And we're only getting, like, I mean, especially this year in particular, that we're like pushing forward and actually getting to a point. But like, especially Halloween, it was right for the fucking...
Oh, stop. If you're easily... No, not even easily offended. No, that's because that's going against it as well. Like, but Halloween, you're dead right. That's exactly what it was. It was rife for anything like that.
Rife for real fucking serious. Mm. I'm going to read this one out because I actually know... I know her and... She's American, I'd say the fucking shit that, you know, like, Americans are so different. But fuck, I can't believe I missed this, the box. I made my mum make me a squirrel costume when I was 8. I loved it. I went into school and all the kids told me I had rabies.
Oh my God.
Devastated. No. Also, in the city I grew up in the US, you had to tell jokes to get candy when trick-or-treating.
Oh, what? Oh, it's a walk.
Fuck that. Do you know... this lady, she actually works for Patreon. Yeah,
no way.
Yeah, I just tweaked it there, but people legit wouldn't give you candy without a joke. When I went to college and found out no other town does this and other kids get candy just for showing up, I was raging.
You would, like,
yeah, you would. Still hard for me to give out candy without hearing a joke.
Well, it was that whole thing as well, wasn't it? Like, you'd say trick or treat and then you'd always have that dad who thought he was a smart ass and he'd do a trick.
No, see, what was a trick?
Like, there'd be a fucker standing at a door with, like, a deck of cards or, like, a ball or, like, you know, the sheets that come out your sleeves.
Oh,
now, they'd always give you sweets in the end, but they thought they were fucking gas.
Like a physical dad joke. Like a physical...
Physical one. Yeah, that happens.
Hate people. I love that, though. I'm a squirrel. You've rabies. No. And I would, I like, again, I'd say her mum does a bomb, like, she's a seamstress. Do you know what I mean? Like, she's a fucking genius and stuff that she can do. So I'd say this was like an executed squirrel. This wasn't like a shit squirrel. This was like the best squirrel ever.
This was like, she would have made that as a, like, a mascot for a football
game. Yeah, for a football, yeah, you know, like, this is something that you probably see like HGTV kind of thing. You've rabies. No.
Fucking raging for her. Have one here. So when I was in third class for the dress up day in school, I decided to go with a pumpkin on my head. Spent all night carving it out and popped it on my head in I trotted to school. Fast forward a few hours in a hot classroom with 30 people and lunch was rolled around. I got to remove the pumpkin from my head, but my head has swelled in the heat and the pumpkin is now stuck on my head.
No.
Absolute panic sets in. The waterworks start and the teacher had to get a big knife from the staff room and carefully carve it off my head. Was totally traumatized at the sight of the pumpkins for a couple of years after that. Not to talk about the matted pumpkin I had to wash out my hair.
Oh, the commitment is amazing.
It's just such a typical fucking story, isn't it? Because pumpkins are that, you know, they're that staple Halloween. You look at a pumpkin, the first thing you think of is Halloween. You think it would be so simple. Absolutely not. How did she get the pumpkin on her head in the first place?
Carved out and shoved her head in.
Would that not be unstable?
I mean, it wouldn't be comfortable.
I'm trying to think, yeah.
But this, do you know what cracks me up about this? If that happened to you nowadays, you would be howling laughing.
Yeah.
All your mate. You'd put it up online. That's what I mean. But you know when you're a kid and it's like the worst thing ever. Do you remember even when you were a teenager? Whether it's like, now you're like, why are you crying? This is the funniest thing. This is such a story. You know.
Well, everything is a viral video opportunity these days. Like,
but just the crack.
Yeah.
Like, if that happened to you now, like, if you decided to do that for, like, dress up for work or something and that happened to you, it would be, like, lunchroom chat for the next 10 years.
But with your age and your confidence over the years, but I still think if that happened to somebody in third class, they'd still be fucking traumatized. No, they still
would be devastated, yeah. It would be like the, you know, rabies squirrel.
Yeah, yeah.
My ma used to make mashed potatoes and curly kale, and she'd wrap coins in the tinfoil and hide it in the mash. I fully thought that was what everybody had until, like, last year. That would be our Halloween dinner with chops. And then a sick face.
A chop, yeah.
Chops. Yeah, that was it.
Why did you put sick face on it? That's totally reasonable.
Chops are rotten, Jen.
Chops are lovely.
Oh, I'm not doing this, okay? I'm not doing this. Especially when I had to do this last week with you with takeaways. I'm not doing it again.
The charred at the edges. Oh, yeah, our food.
Charred at the edges. Oh, yeah. Me and Jen are like night and day.
The taste. You probably grill. Cut the fat off, do you?
The old grill on it.
Yeah,
I haven't eaten a chop in probably since I was, so when I was growing up, the dinners that I would, there was always kind of like a set few dinners, because I had Minder and she had her set few dinners, and that would have been one of the dinners, so I'm traumatised over that. Lasagna, mince pie, there's a couple of them that brings up old childhood trauma, you know, because that was kind of, so I haven't gone through it. I haven't gone near a chop in 15 years, maybe more, longer.
You're missing out.
Maybe I'll try and do a chop. I'm not very good at cooking meat, so.
You just put it under the grill.
Oh, get the little grill juices flowing.
Yeah.
No, you hear it's a bit of it, and it's a dense meat.
You put it on the grill, and about 10 minutes later, all you hear is against the tinfoil. Then you know your chop is done. You're throwing it over and there's a bit of scum on it because it's actually been sitting in the
scum on it. What the fuck?
Because it's been sitting in the juice.
There's scum on it, Jen.
Such a fucking.
What the fuck?
It is such a fucking thingless dinner, boy. Love it.
Love it. It's my thingless dinner. Love it. Love it.
I have one here. My cousins used to have a Halloween party. They lived in a big farm in the middle of nowhere. We'd all dress up, usual crack. Then about 20 of us would get piled into the back of an old van and tear around the village trick-or-treating. That sounds amazing.
That sounds really good. Because
it was always one of those things I wondered when I was growing up. Houses on their own. What do they do on Halloween?
I was like, oh, shit one.
Yeah,
did you get dropped off? Yeah, did you like get brought to the local estate?
Did you go to your nana's? What did you do?
That was a big one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
For the people who went and bought the big gaffs out, like Rotothway and all that, like, you know, Dunshaughlin and like all that, Dunboyne Way.
When trick-or-treating must have been the most dodgy looking thing. 26 to 10 year olds falling out of the back of a van yipped on tails and mom bars. Those were the days. This year I'm nursing, working a night shift in A&E over in Kent. Pray for me. I know, see, this is the thing, it's one of the busiest nights, but that sounds like great crack. And it is, it's just one of those things I always wondered, like, what did he do on Halloween?
Yeah, there's like, how the other half live.
Yeah, I know, that's it. I should have just fucking asked someone. I don't think I knew anybody from like a rural setting when I was that age to ask them.
I had one friend, I actually can't remember what she did. I have no idea. She probably came here.
Yeah, she did Lannis.
Who was that? Yeah, there was like, oh, go
back to the estate.
Sleepover.
Back to the roots.
Yeah, back to the roots. Halloween, I had three brothers and we'd all gather in one of our rooms after trick-or-treating and look through our stuff.
Oh, that was swaps. Yes.
That was it, yeah.
Swap.
And the older siblings used to shaft you. Amy used to shaft me.
Listen, the sheer amount, I remember as I was getting older and getting better at the trick-or-treating and I could cover more ground.
Oh, yeah.
Because there was a stage.
You after one estate?
No, there was one of the years we put on rollerblades. Like, we were zipping through.
Committed.
It was our mission to get as much as we could now. So, you're talking about a large little shopping bag full, Carla, to the fucking brim. And then you'd have to come home, you'd empty it out onto the table. Your man and dad would come and take whatever they want to just take, like, a little few. And then you sort it all out, you get rid of the fruit, get rid of the nuts, and that looks a bit dodgy, like if it was a packet of popcorn but it looks a bit manky, you'd get rid of that.
Yeah.
Do you know, like the bits that were done up at home and you could see that they were a bit... Listen, and it was a pivotal point as well, when people started getting little sweets, it changed the Halloween game. You start getting cheap sweets then, and it was like
peach rings, apple rings.
Listen, PTSD. It's the PTSD for me.
It's PTSD for me, Jen. Traumatising. She said then we'd trade with each other for stuff that we didn't like or the best sweets. The youngest sibling would always get stung. That was me. He'd be convinced to take all the monkey nuts, the oranges, the cheapo sweets.
Yeah, the cheapo.
And we'd take all the good stuff and make it out like it was his choice. So mean, but a rite of passage as a sibling. That is a rite of passage.
But it's great to look back on those memories now, isn't it? Like, it I'm raging funny. For the kids this year that aren't going to get that. Like, I know it's only 1 year, but...
Character building.
But for some, that's their last year.
Yeah.
It's the last year they would have trick-or-treating. Like, so for the 12 and 13-year-olds, who it would have been their last year, they're not... You know what I mean? It's so sad.
You don't miss it then. You only miss it now, though. You know what I mean? I don't think like they'll think that way. I think they'll be like, I'm a big boy or I'm a big girl.
That's
you know?
True. Yeah,
and
that's
a Halloween
true.
Party. What the fuck do kids do now? I'm so out of touch. I've no idea what any child does nowadays.
I think it depends on the circumstances of the like. Some parents probably wouldn't feel too safe with their kids going out trick-or-treating. Some parents supervise. And then some parents are like, let's organise a party so that we can keep our eye on them. Or sleepover or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
So I think that's it depends on their situation. That's what kids do these days. I actually don't really know. I just know that we're allowed to just go trick-or-treating now.
Yeah,
it was a bit safer as well.
Around. I was absolutely let run riot.
Yeah, same, yeah. And it was so different when I moved up to Summerhill because we were in a rural setting and we didn't get any trick-or-treaters and that was kind of sad.
Oh.
Yeah, it was really sad. Like, no visitors. We got the census man 1 week and we were like, hey, yeah.
Hi, how are you? Hello, hi, hello. Yeah. Do you want to come in? A cup of tea?
Yeah. Or
couldn't do that anymore.
Sometimes the post person came down. It was like, hey, yeah.
What's wrong? Come on in. Say hi to the dog. Come on.
Yeah, it was very strange not having trick-or-treaters. And we wouldn't even hear fireworks, actually, then.
On the night. There you go. No bonfires then, huh?
No.
No rival bonfires.
No, none of that.
I have somebody here actually talk about a Halloween party. Our first Halloween party message.
Oh, lovely.
My first Halloween party, I was 17 and I thought I could drink with the big boys. Decided to fill a pint glass with half Blue Wicked and half green Mickey Finns.
Oh my God.
Downed it, went outside and boom, hammered when the air hit me. A classic. Mm-hmm. A classic rite of passage. Irish rite of passage.
It's when the air hits you, that's when.
The air hits you, that's it. We walked to the rugby club where the party was on and I went to the bathroom to be sick. Fell asleep, woke up at 1:30 a.m. at my then boyfriend's sister pulling my foot under the stall. Locked myself in, spent the night asleep in the toilet. If we didn't have pictures of the costumes, I still wouldn't believe I was there.
Yeah.
Needless to say, my boyfriend was an asshole and wasn't at all concerned about me disappearing for the full night. Ah, young love's dream.
Yeah, it sounds like a real catch.
I was about to say, but I'd say you still stayed with him for a while.
I was going
to
say, yeah, hopefully you've gotten rid of him by now. But yeah, no, it's one of those things. It's one of those nights where you just get that bit messier.
Yeah, you're just a bit loose.
A bit loose.
A bit loosey-goosey.
So everyone here, about 8 years ago, I was just out my first relationship and I thought I thought was love. Got with this lovely bloke just to make my ex jealous.
Yep.
In brackets, not proud of it looking back now. We went to the local nightclub for Halloween and I knew my ex would be there, so I dressed up as a Playboy bunny. Oh, I did that a couple of years in a row.
Halloween was the best revenge costume. Used to blast it on fucking Facebook. I'd be like 99 photos, 18 different costumes. The more hookerish, the better.
Yeah, absolutely, definitely. So I dressed up as a Playboy bunny and dressed my fella up as Hugh Hefner and danced provocatively.
Oh, my God.
Love the pod. Please keep this anonymous. Absolutely no bother, and I can see why you want it anonymous. That's just one of those. It's like,
why did I do that? Stuff that we did. I'm so embarrassed for us. Like, I'm just so scarlet.
Yeah.
But also a rite passage.
You have to do it to move on and learn from these things.
Character building.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
I grew up outside a rural village in the early 80s when I was about 12. Probably the last time we all went trick-or-treating. Okay, so 12.
Okay, 12.
And that was the 80s. So. Or was it? Yeah, 80s. A big gang of us used to go, smaller brothers and sisters in tow. Yeah, do you remember the gang? And it'd be like the older ones up the front, the younger ones in the middle.
Yeah.
The younger ones in the middle and then the like middle siblings at the back. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're constantly this little form around the young ones. Bear in mind the houses are around a 5 minute walk apart, so it would take us ages to do just 8 houses. One of the houses always turned their lights off when they heard us coming every single year.
For fuck's sake.
An iron roof, so we threw stones on the roof just to annoy them. It was a lady called Nancy and her brother. Yes, a bit of a hillbilly vibe, to be fair. She was small but very, very large lady, and I do remember one year the boys in the group got a plastic fertilizer bag and cut the corners and wrote Nancy's knickers. Horrible behavior when I think about it. But anyway, the last year I went, we were outside their house, and next thing, the brother comes charging out with a shotgun.
Oh my God.
We went running screaming, trying to get the smallies to keep up. He chased us to the next house on the push bike. We all ran and banged the door down. She let us in, but then had to confront him. Can't even imagine that happening now. That just wouldn't happen.
It just definitely wouldn't happen now.
What a story.
Came out with a shotgun.
What a shotgun.
Probably had frozen peas in it or something.
Yeah, probably. But like, imagine as a child, so around 12 years old, and then like the kids being around 8 or so, you would be like, what the fuck is going on here?
It's fucking Halloween. Do you want a fry? You know?
Yeah, trick or treat.
Be careful what you ask for.
It's Halloween.
It's Halloween. I'm going to put out this last one. We're after coming up to the hour mark now. LOL, Halloween in third year was like the first time I ever drank. Third year? That's quite young. Yeah.
No.
16, 17. Oh, yeah, sorry. I was the most innocent.
Sorry. We've done this before. No, Jen.
Yeah, okay. Oh, sorry, I was just a bit of a late developer. I had half a naggin mixed with Oasis and lost the plot altogether. I
remember half a naggin is... That's too much for your first.
Yeah, nah. That's a lot.
A few bottles of beer, cans of Dutch Gold, that's for you. That's enough.
Exactly, yeah.
Two or three, like, you'd be legless. Like,
you drink the most, the maddest shit, like, when you're forced. You drink Foster's. Like,
oh yeah. That's what I mean. Dutch Gold used to be, what was it, like €4 for five cans? I
remember all the lads used to drink Strongbow because they were like, that's the strongest.
Because it says strong in the name.
Blow the head off you. I remember the first, actually blow the first head. Time though, I would have been about 17, 18, I was more closer to the legal age of drinking. But the first time I ever did it, is it called a shotgun? When you pierce a hole in the bottom of the can of beer.
Oh, shotgun of beer, yeah.
And it was a Halloween night when I first tried that.
Ha ha, wah wah.
Yeah, wah wah. Kind of bored, wah. Anyway, sorry, back to the message. I lost the plot altogether. I remember holding a firework and lighting it and raising it up like a wand, yelling, Expelliarmus.
Oh, yeah.
Like I was in bloody Harry Potter. Every time Halloween comes around, I'm like, years since I started drinking. And I think the same night someone aimed a firework into the doorway of Sandra and hit a girl on the forehead. Oh God, it scorched her Penny's headband, you know, the one grey knitted headband with a flower circa 2010, 2011. If it wasn't for the headband absorbing the blow, it would have been a different story. Also, before, on a night out, I won a Smurfette teddy in a claw machine in a Supermax, ended up being a Smurf head for Halloween, painted my whole body blue, yeah, and sewed up the last hat out of the pillowcase after coming home from a 4-day bender with 2 hours to get ready, brought the teddy out with me.
Oh,
4-day bender. If you do end up reading these messages, please don't repost the picture. I just thought it'd show you. I'm so drunk. Oh my god, sorry for the spam. So let's see this photo. Oh, she look amazing. She's deaf, deadly little smurfette.
You don't look like you're on a 4-day.
She looks unreal. This post was from 2 years ago. Or maybe she took the screenshot maybe a couple of years ago and it was 2 years ago.
Let us
that.
Know.
She has her little... She has her little Smurfette teddy there. I remember a chap that I knew dressing up as Avatar, but proper, like the makeup, he was sparkling.
Like an all-day job.
It was an all-day job. I don't know who did. It definitely wasn't him, but it was done. And he had like, he was going around in this like tiny little cloth shorts, had the tail, had the big long plait, all of that. He looked amazing. But it just, like you say, because you're not into that kind of makeup, like if you're into it or if you're doing something special for it, then all right. But he was literally walking the streets of England. So I was like, why?
Commitment.
Unless if somebody wanted to do that for their portfolio or whatever, yeah. But it was just like, wow, that is a lot.
Like committed.
Like he reposts the picture every year just because it was such a big deal.
Well, I mean, that is a big deal.
It is a big deal.
That's a big fucking fairness, deal. Yeah. No, in all fairness. Great, great episode. I love nostalgia.
So do I. That's, it makes me happy.
It's just the throwback, isn't it? It's like the hug. This episode was a hug.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially going down into another fucking lockdown, you know? Yeah. Like, this is your this is your mental hug.
We love you.
Because we love nostalgia.
We love you.
We love.
I love the smell around October, though, because you can walk out and you smell Halloween.
You smell Halloween, but it's kind of, it's like burning, but like not really, but like it's ozone.
The smell of the leaves, is it?
It's like just all of it.
Yeah. Do you, are you a fan of a pumpkin spiced latte?
No, I don't drink coffee.
Oh, okay.
Right. I know, so we talk about this.
I can't understand how a pumpkin tasting drink would be.
Pumpkin's just not really a thing I fuck with in general. Like, no, not a pumpkin same, mash, yeah. Not a pumpkin. You know the way they do, like, you'll go somewhere fancy and they'll have, like, a pumpkin. No.
No. I like an orange, like, smelling thing. Like, I love an orange smelling candle or something in August.
Oh, like just a citrus. Yeah.
No, not citrus.
No?
No, orange. Citrus is a completely different thing. Fight me. It's citrus is not a nice smell. Orange is. They're not the same. Someone at me. I will argue to death about that. Citrus is like lemon and like zesty. Orange is not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
There's a difference. There is a difference between a citrus candle and an orange candle. Orange is sweet.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I forgive you. Right, moving on. We got shit tons of messages about this and we're having a little bit too much fun. So instead of doing a part two, because we probably don't have enough for a part two, we're just going to continue this on Patreon.
We're going to continue the fun, the crack, deep dive into some of these, really deep dive into some of these traumatic stories.
Yeah.
Definitely. Over on our Patreon.
So thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for all your messages. Hope you have a great week. Thanks again for the support and we will talk to you next week.
Bye. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.